Although this is far from the first time that the psychometric data that people provide about themselves and their social connections on social network sites has been used to target people in the interest of political or financial gain, I think that this instance feels more like a betrayal to the public because it's now clear that Facebook was not transparent about who'd been given access to the data. Likewise, Cambridge Analytica was not at all forthcoming about how it was using the data when they harvested it. When we look back on this scandal years from now, I think we'll see it as a key turning point in terms of when the public, government, and even social network sites themselves started to ask hard questions about how companies should be allowed to harvest data, who should they be allowed to share it with, what it should be used for, and how transparent any of these processes should be. Social network sites have only been around for a little more than a decade, and in both our minds and our law, their role and responsibilities in our society is pretty ill-defined compared to other media entities like newspapers and television networks. But I think that this is probably the beginning of the end of days for Facebook and other social network sites being able to claim that they aren't media companies, and therefore not beholden to some of the same responsibilities as our press in terms of how they manage political ad targeting. I have been hoping that these companies would learn to self-regulate instead of forcing legislative hands, but depending on how great the public outcry is against scandals like this one, it seems like they may have missed their opportunity.